Welcome to Peak Tales, a conversation about chromatography. Now here's your host, John.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Peak Tales podcast. We find ourselves now in season three, the summer here in the U.S., and we thought it would be nice to recast or replay one of our most popular podcast episodes. And this was a podcast episode I did with Tim Kiefover. Tim is the director of the educational programs that are offered within Agilent. And it really demands another listen, I think. We find ourselves in a season now where we can slow down and invest in ourselves. So take a listen and see where and how this information might help you. Bye for now. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Peak Tales podcast. This is John, and today we're doing something a little bit different. We're calling this episode The New Economics of Lab Education. You know, we do a lot of education on this podcast, and we thought it might be a good opportunity for you to hear about some of the formal education products and opportunities that you have at Agilent. So today I've invited my friend Tim Kiefover, who is the platform manager for Agilent University, to join us. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, and I want to kick this discussion off because it's important. I know a lot of people use podcasts to get education, and that's great. But there are some common things and common type of modes of learning that we can make quite easy for people if they just take a look at what we have to offer. So I wanted to really start with some of the common questions that lab managers and technical leaders, you know, are asking of education today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. There seems to be a theme to these questions that they ask, and it's related to efficiency. So let me give you five examples of these questions, because I bet one of these will hit home with your listeners. They go something like this: how can my people better master their lab instruments to give me a leg up on my competition? Or we might hear lab managers ask a question more like, can you help my staff to close the knowledge gap to get more value from our instruments? This would be from the kind of person who knows that he's not getting everything out of his instruments he could, and he'd like to get more value out of them. Another one might be, I thought using my in-house trainer was the most cost-effective way to train, but now I'm considering whether the new training online options from Agilent might have a role to play. Could that be true? So this in-house trainer, by the way, would not be a full-time job. It's just someone that they use in-house to train. Another one would be, has there been an increase in labs using virtual training now that it has started to get some maturity? Are those labs on to something? And again, this is also a lab manager concern that maybe his competitor's getting one up on him by getting better trained people. And then finally, and this is the most desperate one we hear, there is price pressure brought on by competition for lab testing. How can Agilent help me respond? That one is usually a lab that's got in a tough situation. The bottom line is that there is an increasing appreciation for how more sophisticated use of lab instruments can increase throughput and accuracy and minimize rework and avoid downtimes. That's what these lab managers are questioning. Labs that implement better training not only improve job satisfaction, but they also reduce turnover of employees, which is also adds to the productivity explosion now possible in many labs and what's going on in many labs. By making each run more efficient, your lab can improve profitability. So the new Agilent University delivers on all of this.
Well, why don't you take some time to introduce to us what this new Agilent University training is all about?
Sure. In the last 3 years, Agilent University, that's the worldwide customer education arm of Agilent, has expanded from classroom and on-site education taught by live instructors And we still offer lots of that, and that's a growing business for us. But now we also offer a variety of remote and virtual training options, plus hundreds of self-paced online courses. So now more than ever, customers are eager to participate in remote training, and we've seen a significant increase in the use of these new online options, up to 800% increase in some months for these online courses. So when you ask whether some labs are taking advantage of the cost savings of virtual education, because it is more cost effective, the answer is an unqualified yes.
So why don't you expand for us a little more about these improved economics of education?
Right. The improved economics of adjunct universities' newer modalities, that is the newer methods of online non-travel related training options. And boy, isn't this a good time during this period of COVID to have that. Yeah, it's just kind of a lucky coincidence. These include, first of all, pre-scheduled virtual instructor-led training courses. These are taught live in a language appropriate to the audience, or customized, customer-tailored training courses delivered by an adjunct expert over Cisco WebEx, that's similar to Zoom or Skype. Or the third one is self-paced, on-demand e-learning courses that can be taken anytime and anywhere. Customers can purchase individual courses, or they can purchase an e-pass, which is a subscription for an unlimited access to all the self-paced courses, usually for a year. So these three modes avoid any travel costs, including the cost of being out of the office, because you know while you're traveling, you're not being productive in the office. In the case of the self-paced courses, you can even avoid lost productivity costs while the employee is being trained, because the courses can be taken during less busy times of the week or the month. In other words, you know, if Wednesday afternoon is that day in which you're not all that busy in the lab, your employee can be taking self-paced courses at that time, and so you don't even lose productivity in the lab for taking the course.
So you mentioned that this helps kind of offload the in-house training burden. Why don't you say a little more about that too?
Sure. Our customers use these new modalities of training to offload in-house trainers, basically. Now, as I mentioned before, that isn't their full-time job oftentimes, but they're the go-to person for training in-house. It doesn't replace the person conducting the in-house training, by the way, but it does save him or her time while also giving a more consistent and formalized training experience to those being trained. Oftentimes we hear that these in-house trainers want to do a better job, but they don't have the time to do it. Now you can get that good, thorough job through these online modalities. So you take self-paced courses, for example, just take those as an example. For some instruments, there are over 60 online courses. These courses vary from a few minutes long to maybe 8 hours or so long, which of course you wouldn't take in one sitting, but you can do it over several. They also span the gamut from introductory to advanced course content as well. And finally, remember that employees value the fact that the company is willing to invest in them with formalized training. So this leads to better retention and better employee satisfaction as well.
Absolutely. You know, people are looking to increase their performance in their job and grow. And certainly education is the way to do that. And if the company puts forward an opportunity to do that, all the better. I mean, retention is so important as the labor force changes significantly. Now, I heard that Agilent University has some very unique capabilities that don't tend to be seen anywhere else. Can you describe some of those?
Yes, and it's kind of exciting, actually. Besides offering more courses overall than other analytical equipment vendors, we also provide a special capability for self-paced learners. So let me set the stage a little bit for that one. Classroom courses, where you travel to one of our classrooms around the world, almost always offer a lecture and then a lab. They do this because, you know, we've learned that that works the best. The lab isn't only valuable to clarify the lecture portion of the course, but because you do the work yourself, you retain what you learned so much better. That's really the biggest reason for the lab. This is a slight shortcoming of self-paced online courses, to be honest. Oh, yes, it's true that self-paced courses have the advantage of being able where you watch the lecture a second time or even a third time to solidify your learning. That's something you can't do in a classroom course, so that's an advantage. But still, you didn't do a lab yourself where you perform the work yourself, and so that's a bit of a shortcoming. But now you can do that with one of our latest new offerings for our self-paced online courses. We call these self-paced online courses with Cloud Laboratory. After hearing a lecture, you log into a separate online system where you're provided with a lab workbook and instructions. You practice what you've learned in your browser. No need to use your own instruments. That's not needed. But you are running real live Agilent software in your browser. The scenario is that an injection has already occurred, and now you use this live Agilent instrument software to perform what you have learned in the lecture using the workbook. This massively improves your retention of what you learn, and now, at least for learning sophisticated software, you do have a lab exercise. This capability is available in just 14 of our courses right now. They've just been introduced, and they all have to do with learning quantitative workflow. We'll expand this to additional courses in the future, but learning quant, quantitative workflow, is one of the more complex procedures, and now there's a lab for that online.
That really is exciting, Tim. You know, I'm thinking back as you're talking about this to a time when I was in marketing and would run these classes. We called them master classes, and essentially they were education available to our users, teaching complex software. And we would bring in maybe 24 laptops and have systems available for the users. And this actually changes the game in a big way, and certainly in an appropriate way in the time that we see ourselves in.
Right. Right. And we do still do just what you described, where we will bring all that to a site. But you have to train quite a few people to make that cost effective with a trainer coming to your site to do that.
Yeah. So that leads me to my next question about choices. Right. We've got a few choices. How does a customer choose which is the best modality and option for them?
Right. it's a lot of choices. So first of all, a customer can contact us at Agilent University or contact their sales rep for assistance. But for starters, you might consider this just to kind of structure your thinking here. First, decide whether travel to a formal class or having the class brought to your lab is preferable. This is the traditional training. If so, beginners can travel to a training center for a 2 or 3 or 4 day training course with a lab, or they can sign up for a few scheduled, this is the new stuff, a few scheduled virtual instructor-led training courses and take them from their desktop over the internet, first thought. Second, consider whether a self-paced online course might be useful, either in addition or instead of traditional training. The advantage of taking it whenever you want and at a pace that is comfortable for you is a big plus. Plus, there are a couple hundred of these courses that are free, so take those first. That's why they're there. If these courses are working for you, then you can also buy an e-pass, that's our subscription, to all of the online courses for usually a year. Now, the third thought would be, for more advanced needs, go to our website. That's, by the way, is agilent.com/crosslab/university. Just to say that again, agilent.com/crosslab/university. And start with the learning paths. So look for the learning paths for an instrument that you want to learn, or even a topic such as sample prep would be another thing. If there are several courses of interest that aren't all free courses, again, buy an e-pass and take those courses. Keep in mind that learning paths only list the self-paced courses that you might also want. So you can also check for virtual instructor-led courses as well. You can also consider a formal classroom course or two, which we talked about earlier. And then finally, the fourth point would be there are so many ways to find the ideal courses. You just really need to get familiar with what is offered through the online system, whether you ultimately take classroom courses or live online or recorded online courses. So keep in mind that you also have a custom course designed specifically for your lab and taught at your site, or we can have our instructor do it over the internet with several folks at your site. But for that option to work, to be cost effective, I think you need to have several persons to be trained at the same time.
Yeah, understood. Yeah. To sum it up, it looks like the new online options provide lower costs for training with more flexibility than we've had available in the past. Expand on that for us.
Sure. In the past, the largest cost associated with formal lab training was the travel, followed by the time being out of the office, and then finally followed by the actual cost of the course. But notice the vast majority of the costs were travel costs and just the time being out of the office, lost productivity. Now the travel costs can be eliminated, and even the time lost from work is reduced due to no travel. So furthermore, the self-paced learning, the training can occur during those less busy times and have a minimized impact on overall productivity even more. So finally, because so many young people now have had experience with online training in college or even from the HR departments of the company in which they've worked, they know that self-paced training is a useful tool, and so they're more positively predisposed to these training modalities as well.
Yeah, now I can hear certain lab managers as they're listening to this saying, you know what, I'm a little unsure whether, a new lab employee, a beginner, let's say, can make it through self-paced courses in instruments and in sample prep, for example, and analytical chemistry. What would you say to somebody like that asking that question?
Right. That's a very good question. Basically, you won't know until you try it. And you'll have to try it with a few employees to get a feel for it. So start with the learning path and a few free courses. No risk there. If those work, then consider going on for for-fee self-paced courses then after that. Those courses are actually more sophisticated courses, and if the free ones work, then the for-fee ones are going to work even better. If there are several of those desired, get an e-pass because you'll save money with that compared to buying the courses individually. Now, if the student has some trouble and needs more assistance, such as from an instructor, then consider the scheduled virtual instructor-led training courses. These are like Zoom or Skype meetings where you see the instructor, you can ask questions, you see the other students. And this might bootstrap, this new employee a little bit better. And maybe you need a little bit of introductory training from your in-house trainer, but ultimately you should be able to put them onto these self-paced courses. You might be able to combine a few of these with self-paced courses later as well. And so that's another thought.
Wow, you've given us a lot of information here, Tim, and a lot of options, certainly. I knew we had free courses, and you had mentioned hundreds of them. So I didn't know we offered quite that much. And like you said, you won't know until you try. So start with the learning path, as you said, and try a few of the free courses and then see where that takes you. And actually, the platform is quite nice in which it allows to be specific for each learner, right? So it's not so each person in your organization may have different needs depending upon their experience, and can certainly interact with us in different modalities based upon their level of expertise. So you mentioned that the URL. I will actually have that in the show notes, and maybe we'll have a few more URLs in the show notes that you can click on to get you to where you want to be. It was agilent.com/crosslab/university. It's a little tough sometimes in podcasts as people are driving and doing other things and can't write that down, but we'll have that information in the show notes. Well, Tim, thank you so much for just illuminating this for us. Certainly education has always been important, and now more so in terms of some of these different modalities and ways in which in interacting and getting people trained and getting people productive. I do appreciate your time today, Tim. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much again to Tim. And again, the reason why we recast this episode is we've got a great response with all of our educational programs. And we are true believers that education is really the way to continue to grow in your skill level, to help you really in your career, to make you a more marketable individual out in the workforce. And we are just so happy to be able to provide so many different options, in addition to this podcast, of ways in which you can learn and hone your craft of chromatography. So thank you again for being a loyal listener of the podcast. As we, as I said, go into these summer months, we're going to be changing up the schedule a little bit, some new episodes, some recast episodes as well, all in line to keep us informed and educated. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Peak Tales. For more information on what was discussed today, contact your local Agilent representative or go online to agilent.com.